Now, what about the bully boys in your party, those who are sending vicious tweets, who are demonstrating against those people, in this case, who supported action in Syria? What are you going to do about them and about organisations like Momentum specifically?
Well, I see there was a statement from Momentum last night to say that they have no intention and oppose any deselections of MPs, and I am grateful for that, because to actually use an issue of such importance to try and divide the Labour Party, I think, is reprehensible. And I've seen those TV images of what went on in Stella Creasy's constituency, the intimidation her staff must have felt. And I can only say, if there were Labour Party members on that demonstration intimidating staff members of an MP like that, then I think they should be removed from the party. It's simply unacceptable that people conduct themselves in that way. Jeremy and I have written to Labour Party members to reinforce this. We're going to raise it with our National Executive Committee to say, I think one of the things we probably need is a code of conduct about how people should behave on social media. And we need to deal with it. It actually undermines our democracy if people feel frightened to express themselves.
Plenty of people say Momentum should simply be shut down, told they're no longer welcome.
Well, you know, I'm not a member of Momentum. They look like a bit of a rabble to me, but I don't think they're particularly a problem for the Labour Party.
But you'd be
they're
happy to see them wound up
within a party of some people. Well, I just don't think they're that effective. So, you know, I think they're a bit of an irrelevance in this debate. But if there are people who are linked to Momentum that are intimidating Labour Party members, then I think we should deal with it.
And what about Mr. Livingstone, Ken Livingstone? Because you say you think the idea of deselecting MPs because they supported the bombing in Syria, for instance, is pretty outrageous. He said, if I had an MP who'd voted to bomb Syria, then I would be prepared to support someone who was challenging them. So he's not exactly four square with you, is he?
Well, I'm not entirely certain if his words are unifying the Labour Party this week, that's for sure. And, you know, as the nearest thing there is to a Labour elder, I mean, he's getting on a bit now, Ken, he should probably know that this is the week that we should be trying to bring people back together. But, you know, he's entitled to his opinions, isn't he? And, you know, he's not elected now.
No, he's not elected, but a lot of people think that he pretty much runs Jeremy Corbyn's office.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen him in Jeremy Corbyn's office.
No, but he has people who
have known each
other
a very long time. Well, they've obviously known each other for a very long time, but I don't think he runs Jeremy's office.
In either case, a period of silence from Mr. Livingstone, as far as you are concerned, would be most welcome.
I think that would be an impossible dream, John, but I think he should calm down a bit.
Tom Watson, many thanks.